A new culinary and hospitality training center is opening in Western Massachusetts next week. It's part of the effort to have a workforce in place when the MGM Casino opens in Springfield later this year. The $7.5 million Holyoke Community College MGM Culinary Institute has the latest and greatest of everything found in a commercial kitchen, according to professional chef and Culinary Arts Department Chairman Warren Lee.
This is very exciting for us, too, and it's going to change the way we teach.
Located in downtown Holyoke, the center has five kitchens, a bake shop, a walk-in refrigerator, three classrooms, a hotel laboratory, a conference room, student lounge, and dining room that seats up to 80 people. It will offer classes for people aspiring to one day own their own restaurant, get a job as a cook, or to just prepare a classic Italian meal from scratch in their home kitchen.
We want to be the solution for anything you can think of for food and beverage in our industry, in our region.
Maureen Hindle, a lab tech at the new center and a 2012 graduate of the culinary program at HCC, said the layout gives students a true feel for working in a restaurant kitchen.
It allows them a more practical, on-hands approach, I think, to the reality of the culinary industry and being able to use state-of-the-art equipment that actually is in restaurants now.
The new school occupies almost 20,000 square feet on the first and second floors of a former factory building in the center of Holyoke. Funding for the project came from federal, state, and local sources. MGM put in $500,000. Classes taught at the center will allow students to complete any of HCC's five associate degree and certificate programs in hospitality management and culinary arts. There's room for about 150 students at a time, according to Michelle Cabral, interim dean of business and technology.
And something we can do at this facility that we couldn't do on the main campus, because we've grown to five kitchens, we can run multiple programs at once. So we can have workforce development or adult basic education type classes happening when we're running credit programs as well. So we can have multiple chefs teaching in all five kitchens at any point in time, day or night.
There are also non-credit workforce training programs and specialized courses, according to Jeff Hayden, Vice President of Business and Community Services for HCC.
We've worked with MGM not only to have them come in and maybe demonstrate techniques or the latest best practice in the industry, but also working with them to make connections with students. We think that in terms of internships, work experiences, job placement, that there's a great opportunity to connect not only with MGM, but with dozens of hospitality venues in the Valley.
Hayden said MGM expects to hire 200 line cooks to work in the resort casino. Last year, research by the Regional Employment Board of Hampden County found 1,700 vacant food preparation and food service jobs in Greater Springfield. The new institute officially opens Monday, January 22nd, when the spring semester begins. A series of single-session evening classes in gourmet cooking and baking begin next month. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.